So we're holding on the Mishneh Daf Samach Chomer Aleph. Kol Ma'ase Yom HaKippurim Ha'omer Al HaSeder Ha'amurin Al HaSeder. Rashi has a Gersa. It's a Pesachtikol Diuk. Rashi Shteit Hamurim ala seder b'mishnah seinu. That we learned in Mishnah is the seder of. So I thought the seder is in the Torah. The Torah enumerates very clearly what it would be the din. So.
So we're in Masechta Yuma?
Yeah, Masechta Yuma. So I saw that some of the Achronim say. There's limudim that even though it's written in the parasha one way, the seder is the other way. So Rashi says you have to do it according to the seder of the Mishnah. Okay. Not only so far, we said ha'amurim that are here. Im higdin ma'isa l'chaveroi. If the kohen, I guess the kohen gadol will have to see. Loi oso klum. Very sharp lashon in the Mishnah. Loi oso klum means it's not called done because it's almost as if the avoidus yom hakipurim is one avoider. So if it's missing, if it's lacking in the seder, so it's no good. Not each thing is not an independent aspect, independent worker.
You can redo it.
You could redo it.
Oh, you could.
Loi oso klum.
Oh, means you could redo it.
It's not good, and you have to redo it. Higdim dama soil. The Mishnah gives an example. Higdim dama soil le dama par. He spoke to make the zrik of the dama par before the dama par, of dama soil. Yachser viyaze mi dama soil. You have to go back and do the Dama Par and then do again the Dama Soya. Because you are Mishane in the Seder Aveda. Right. Pashtus. We're going to see it later in the Gemara. You don't have to shech the soyer again. If there's leftover dam, you can use it. It doesn't make the leftover dam into shirayim. That's maybe the loy oso klum. Loy oso klum is, you don't see that spritzing as anything. So it doesn't, right? Yachso v'yaza midam ha-soyer. Pashtus, I saw that they bring from the Gevuras Ari and others. I would think Higdim Dama Sor Le Dama Par Yachse V'Yazim Dama Sor Lacha Dama Par is a hemshich to the beginning of the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says order is ma'akev, this order is ma'akev. Loi Oso Klum. I don't know. They bring from Mefarshim Lecha Mishnah and others that it's not true. It's only a lechatchila. So the Mishneh, v'im ad shelo yigamar zamaton shebifnim, nishbach adam of the dam, of the par and the soyer that you have to mix together. So what happened? Im ad shelo yigamar. So in order to do this Mishneh, we have to go over the Seder HaDvorim that were done on Yom Kippur. It's Kedai to do it over. In the morning.
The whole
right. That we sort of, we're going to stick to the big day Lavan, that what you do, Varavoidus Yom HaKippurim. So there are, first you do the vidui on the par, then you do the hagrolas hasirim, then you do the vidui sheni bepar, shchitas paroi, then you go back and you do the gecholim, chafinas k'teres, haktoros k'teres, hazor is dama par in the kodesh hakadoshim, shchitas hazor, hazor is dama sor in the kodesh hakadoshim, hazor is dama par behechol keneged haparoiches, hazor is dama sor on the paroiches, Iruv dama par v'dama soer, right? And then you do the hazor on the mizbeach apnimi. Then the shvichas hasharayim. So now what are we talking about over here? Im ad shaloi gomar es amatonu shebifnim of the par and the soer. Right? Nishbach adam, and he doesn't have anything left. Yovi dam achar.
It's the shacht
another time. The yachsor betchilo from the beginning mi bifnim. Right. Now, what's the schiddush of the Mishnah? Let's say you have to make 7 zrikas. At zrika number 3, all the blood filled out, so you have 4 left. So not only has to go back, I don't know if it's lafuke getting other dam from there, or shechting another, and then he has to go back to zrika number 1. V'chein, by the behechol, the same way he has to go back. V'chein b'mizbeach azov. So in the middle of one avoida, l'chayr would be the same thing by the soyer. L'chayr would be the same, and you have to go back. So each one would be why zog the Mishnah. The Mishnah now gives us a reason. Shekulon kapora bifne atzman. It's one unit of 7. So therefore, what is it coming to tell us? V'chein imat shaloyom. So what is this v'chein? Therefore, I'm saying with the tam lefish because kulon. Is that the way to learn it? Rashi is shver. How would you learn the Mishnah without Rashi? Being an Amoritz, I would say this is a tam for this last halacha. Why can you not finish off the last zrikas on the zrikas of before? Because it has to be one unit of 7, right? Without looking at the mafarshim, how did you learn the Mishnah? Shekulon kapora bifnei atzma. Is saying that what? I would have thought, and therefore you have to go back and make another shechita. Rashi, b'divrei ha'maschol, shekulon kapor v'nei atzman, lefikach kapora shenigmara nigmara. You don't now, when you're shechting now again, it's a bad shechita. So what about the zrikas of before end up being in the wrong order? So Rashi, no. That whatever was done was done. Now you could make a new shechita doing for the next zrika.
So we start from the beginning.
But the beginning of that set. Rashi says, but it's implicit in the Mishnah that the prior set right. Doesn't get ruined. That's not the way I learned the Mishnah. That's not the pashtus of the Mishnah, right? That Rashi Kinnira holds, that's a Dava Pashut. That Zrika has to be done from one blood, and you can't mix the two bloods together. The Chiddush is they're going back. I don't know why that is. So the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar v'Reb Shimon Aymrim, Mimokim Sheposak, Misham Humaschil, he disagrees. Kol hazor, each spritz is a parsha bifnei atzma. How do you state in the Mishnah?
Doesn't say they reply to all karbonas. Why the emphasis on the Yom Kippur?
No, because other karbonas, there is no seder in the Beis Hamikdash. The only seder is Torah v'Shein, the Torah, Torah Garden. The Talmud has to come first, either as Talmud or as Tadir. Here by the Yom Kippur, there's a whole thing of karbonis. So one carbon before the other. So we look at all 43 azoyas as one carbon. And the male, if it's missing, it's missing. But how do you learn this din about the zrikas? Is it one unit or not? You know, by I'm have a vilde zustel, a very good zustel. The halach is by the dalad minim, lo kon zeh achazeh yotzo. If you take a lulav, put it down. Take the esrig, put it down. Take the hadasim, put them down. Take the aravis, put them down. Yotza. Yotza. Maybe you don't have the lulav tzar chagad. Rabbi Natam says you do because they're in front of you. But you yotza. Because even though they're one big mitzvah, they could be taken in four different shots. Right? As I Claire the Chazanisha question. What could you do that same thing with the three hadasim? Take one hadas, put it down, two hadas. Hadas number two, hadas number three. Chazanish is mistapik. He says, when do you say lo konzeh achazeh yotzo? Is the lulav stands on its own. It's an independent thing. The aravis are independent. Everything is independent. So together it's one mitzvah. So you could take them zeh achazeh. He says, the hadasim is one cheftza of hadasim. Taking three hadasim and taking them one, two, three would not be good for the. And the Chazanish proves it. He says, because if not, why do you have to buy three hadasim? Buy one hadas and pick it up three times. Aziz of the Chazanish. You could argue on his raya. But I understand he's saying, because the hadas. Now I could say the same thing by the zrikas. Of course, this set of zrikas I could do, and if it spills out, I can make another shchitas asoyer and do it. But this zrika is one cheftz of a zrika. It's one thing. So since it's one thing, I don't know if you'd be able to split them. So therefore. Well, I don't see anybody speak about this. Okay. Interesting horror. Do they say anything there in the Hagoyas? Zog di Mishne, zog di Gemara, Tana Rabbana. Kol Maisi Mekibim Omer Allah Seder. I go down to Seder. Kol Maisi Mekibim. And on the side, him hig the maizor averoi leoso klum. It's very interesting. If let's say you did something that was supposed to be second, and you did it first, and then you did the second, you did the first, which is now the second. So, I think in the leoso klum, there's a chiddush, because be'emes now. Act number two, which was supposed to be act number one, is really what is in the wrong order. So I would say both of them are no good. Why are both no good? Because you now the second one was done in the wrong order. So you have to go back and do the second one, which is number one. And that, we say no. The first one is so like asa klum, it has no impact on number two. On act two. You hear what I'm saying? That's the chiddush also of the loyos haklum. So there's two chiddushim. Number one is you're not yoitze what you did in the wrong order. Not only are you not yoitze, it's so nothing that would be. I would say it would be a nafkamina ledina. The nafkamina ledina would be, let's say somebody was mafagel in that first, the one he did out of order. He did a pickle. Is it a maise avoide? Just it's you have to do it again? Or it gets so neutralized that it's not an avoide bechlal. So if it's not an avoide bechlal, so that's why there would be that din. Amar Reb Yehuda, emosai. When is this din like that? Bidvorim. Anasim. בבגדי לובון מבפנים. אבל דבורים הנעשים בבגדי לובון מבחוץ. Now, what is מבחוץ? This is all relative. The only day of the year you do avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Yom Kippur. And then you do certain avoidas in the Heichal. And not in the Azara. So even though this big day lovon, only the Dvorim HaNasim be big day lovon bifnim, which are what? When you're being mazer adam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or on the Proiches. But when you're doing the other avoidas, like the Agrola, the Vidui Shvichas Shiraim, and on the, oh, he says, I see they say even on the Proiches. I thought on the Proiches would be called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I see some of our Shum disagree, and they say that it goes on. But only the stuff that's on the Kapoiris, Vaktoris, Akteris. Im Higdim Aysa Lechaveoi, Masha Oso Osoi. There's different ones who learn it. This is the way Rashi learns it. So according to him, what it says in the Mishnah, Imachalei Gomes Amatoni Shebefnim Nishbach Adam Shalapor Yavid Amacher V'yachse Betchila Mibefnim V'chein Behechol. V'chein Behechol. That means the Mishnah would be not like this Reb Yehuda. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because the Heichel is called Mibachutz. So the Mishnah would be Faket. We're going to have to see if the Gemara notes that. Because of this issue, the Rambam holds Mibifnim and Mibachutz. Mibifnim, Heichel is included in the Mibifnim. Mibachutz is the Azara. That's according to the Rambam.
They were
big day lover. Of course they were big day lover. To do all that avodah. But it would still, he's saying only the big day lover, and that's me bifnim. Aval dvorim anasim be big day lover. Bachutz, you wouldn't have that din. So according to the way Rashi learns, let's look at the Rashi again. Be big day lover me bachutz, kagoin hagrola vidui v'shvicha shirayim, וכל מהתונס הפרויכס ומזבח הזו, אם הקדים להן דובר מאוחר אין אלו מעקבן עליו לבויס לו. אבל בשחיתו וחבין עמדו, oh, I don't know. וצריך פנים כבפנים דמי. That's a whole different thing. We're going to have to see that in Russia. So ממילא, that'll be the din. רב נחמיה אומר באמת דבורם אמורים, בדבורים הנעשים בבגדי לובון. בדבורים הנעשים בבגדי לובון, בי מי בפנים ובי מי בחוץ. אבל דבורים הנעשים בבגדי זוב, מי בחוץ, מה שעשו יעשו. Because that is called זוג רשי. בבגדי זוב, מי בחוץ. So Rashi says something interesting. Kegoin eloy ve'elohom sheigdim lo moitzos kavu machde ein makven olav lifsoil. Rashi doesn't say on the regular Talmud and the Musaf. Rashi doesn't say that. Because that was also big days off. Only the avoiders of Yom Kippur, of the Gemara. Where do we know them? Omer Rabbi Yochanan u'shnei amikro echo dorshu. Vahoyis ha-zois, it says in Parshat Remois, Vahoyis ha-zois lochem l'chukas ha-ilom l'chapra b'nezom v'chad ha-zom achas ba-shona, once a year. So how do you learn this, doing this avayda r'chukah? Where do we learn this din? That if it's in the wrong order, it doesn't work because of chukah. Unvos is chukah is ma'ake, whenever the Torah says chukah. So we're going to darshan only the chukah of achas bashana, only things that you do exclusively once a year. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds the first mandomar, big day love on me bifnim, abel big day love on me bachutz not. Erem Nechemya learns has to do with Lavan and Zov. It's a beautiful of a makom shemischaprim by pamachas bishana. So we're very focused on the Kodesh HaKodoshi. Reb Nechemya sovar dvorim ha-mischaprim bohem pam achas bashono, which is not the avodah, even though the eil and the eil ha'am is also exclusive to that, but only the begadim, which the bigdei lavan are worn once a year. So he goes bein ha-mokim u-bein ha-begadim, but he holds not. It says Pam Aras Bashono. But what does it say in the Pasik? The Pasik says Voisozois Lochem Lechaper Lechukaselom Lechavon Ezomagazim Aras Bashono. Frank the Gemore. What does Mori ask? Vechil Reb Yehuda Makoim Ksiv. It's like a bitmia. Like, it doesn't say Mokoy. It just says, it doesn't say Mokoy. Right? It doesn't say Mokoy. So it says Pam Achas Bashono. Which the Gemara could have asked the same Kasha on Reb Nechemya. Okay, hold on. It doesn't say Pabandam either. Mele, Frank the Gemara. The Gemara could have asked the same kasha. Reb Nechemya, Otto Reb Yehuda, Mokum Ksiv. Elohainu time the Reb Yehuda, Ksiv. Vahoyso Zois Lochem Lechukas Eila. Zois Uksiv Achas Bashana. So it's a double mute. Besoy Reb Yehuda. That it goes like that. So Mela, Chadle Miute, Big Day Lovin, Chadle Miute, Big Day Zov. So that's what's coming to learn. The two things. Fakti Gemara, Reb Yehuchemya, Chad Lemiute Big Day Zov, a new one, Chad Lemiute Sherayim. Deloy Ma'akvi. So therefore, the Seder, since it's even though it's done the Big Day Lovan, B'Sha Avoides Anas Big Day Lovan, it would be Ma'akiv. Reb Yehuda holds he can't be makvi shul Yisrael. He makvi, makvi, v'iloi makvi, loy makvi. So let's go over the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says the Seder is makiv. We hold it now. It says in the Torah, achas chuka. Where do we learn out the Seder is makiv? From the word chuka. Zog the Gemara, and chuka tells us that the order is makiv. But in the same pasuk of Chukah, it says Achas Bashana. So only the things that are miyuchid for Yom Kippur have that din of Achas Bashana. Zog di Gemara. So there's a machloek is Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. Reb Yehuda holds even in the avodas Yom Kippurim, the venue is ma'akiv. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the place that's only for once a year. So only things that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those zrikas that are done mamish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Haktoris HaKteres, or the Shechita even, because Rashi says that Tzairich, but anything that's connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the Achaz B'Shana. But even things that are miyuchid for Yom Kippur, but are done in the Heichel, are not ma'akev. Rav Nechemya holds no. Anything that's done with Big Day Lavan is ma'akev the Seder, because Big Day Lavan are Achaz B'Shana. So Rav Yehuda holds you look at the place, and Rav Nechemya holds you look at the begodim. Now, Zog the Gemara, so the nafkamina would be, according to Rav Nechemya, things that are done in the Heichel with the Big Day Lavan, to say there is ma'akev. According to Rav Yehuda, would not be ma'akev. But everyone is moida, that's what's done with the Big Day Zov in the Kodesh HaKod, in the Azara, is not ma'akev. Adkan. So the Gemara, why would you be ma'akev on Mokim? Or why would you be, like, Gemara asks it on Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say Makkah. It says Achaz Bashana, which really the Gemara could have asked the same Kasher and Nechemya. It doesn't say Begodim, and you could have asked the same thing. So Gemara, no. The emesis, Rabbi Yehuda says there are two miyutim. Nothing because of the Achaz. The Achaz Bashana is not because it's Achaz Bashana. Achaz Bashana tells us that we're narrowing the din down only to Achaz Bashana, and it also says Zois, so it's a double miyut. Zokt Rabbi Yehuda, one miyut is Big Day Zov, Big Day Lavan, Mi Bachutz, and another one is Big Day Zov, which is really the wrong order. It should have been Big Day Zov, so therefore he holds only Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're Mamayit the Big Day Zov, then we're Mamayit the Big Day Lavan in the Heichel. So it's no Zois and Achaz Bashana.
Achaz Bashana tells you once a year. Push it.
No.
That's not extra.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's not extra. This really has to do with the famous, they say from the Goin, Achaz Bashana, anytime you want to do it, you can make the Seder Yom Kippurim. Achaz Bashana. But Achaz Bashana is a miyut. I don't know. Uksiv Achaz Bashana. Right, only things does it say chukah, only on the things that are b'Achaz Bashana. For Reb Nechemya, Nechemya also has the double miyut. He holds one is lemayit the Big Day Zov, and one is memayit shirayim of the dam ha'por v'asoyer that you have to pour on the mizbeach, on the outside of the mizbeach. That seder, even though it's made in the Big Day Lavan, ain avisom yemagdim dar avoyde to in a different place when it was supposed to be at the end, mashosoy osoy. But anything else that's in the Big Day Lavan does not have that din. Now, why is, right, Shirayim, so Reb Nechemya holds that the Shvicha Shirayim is like a weak avoider. It's weak. It's weakly. It's weak. It's not strong. So if it's not a strong avoider, so that's why we look to be mamayit. So we're mamayit, the weakest thing. But Mashen kein other avoiders in the Heichel with the Big Day Lavan, we don't have a miyut for that. Reb Yehuda says, no. We're not mamayit Shvicha Shirayim. We wouldn't say that. Right. So therefore, but Rabbi Yehuda al Shvicha Shirayim is an avoid chashuvi. So we're not going to be mamayit avoidah zu bedavka. We're mamayit all the avoidahs. We're not going to be partial to Shvicha Shirayim. Rabbi Yehuda anyway holds Shvicha Shirayim is the seder's not makiv because it's the Big Day Lavan and the Heichel. But Rabbi Yehuda takes the whole thing out. So with that then, right? So what does it say? Deloi ma'akvi. Now, it's a very tricky word how to read the Gemara, and I would ask you how Art Scroll defines those words. Chad lemiyute Big Day Zov, according to Reb Nechemya, v'chad lemiyute Shirayim, deloy me'akvi. Rashi learns shirayim deloy me'akvi, zogt Rashi. Mutashashu deloy me'akvi, dover hamu'ucher lehem imigdimo lehem. Pafal pishem nasa migdelovan, ein sidlom me'akvi. Now, that's Rashi's learned. The Seder is not me'akvi. But there's also a dual understanding. Shirayim is nishma'akiv, period. So since Shvira Shirayim is the kind of an avoida that's not ma'akiv, therefore we pick on him and we say it's mamayit, that avoida. That's according to Rav Nechemya. But all other avoidas in the Heichol with the Big Day Lavan, the Seder is ma'akiv. So how do they tie to loy ma'akvi? Like Rashi, right? Because it's not me'akiv da avoidus that come achreo if you did it shaloi kesidron.
It's not essential.
Oh, that's a different eyes. I see. It's a machloik is the English and the Hebrew.
In the bottom he says?
No, he says not essential on top.
I'm asking him.
Loi me'akvi means not essential. Or does loi me'akvi mean that the Seder is not ma'akiv? So this is really a machlokes hori yishenim. I ma'akvi, right? Okay, that's really a question how to read the words of the Gemara. I think the Ritva and others learned that. Reb Yehuda?
Is it correct to say that it's not ma'akiv because it's nasa mitzvah? So you did everything with the dam. The shvicha is just a
technical.
It was in the Azorah.
Let's see. How do you read the next words? For Reb Yehuda holds, I ma'akvi, ma'akvi. Eloi ma'akvi, loi ma'akvi. That's definitely I don't know, the Ritva struggles with those. How do they do those words in Reb Yehuda in English? I ma'akve, ma'akve.
It goes together with
if Seder's ma'akiv, that would also be ma'akiv. Yeah, but I see the Ritva learns I ma'akve if it's essential ma'akve. V'loi ma'akve, loi ma'akve. I'm not sure how the Ritva would learn those words of the Gemara. So therefore it'll come out, Sim Nechemya holds. So where are we up to? We have to see the Gemara for Kidetanya. The Gemara is going to be toilet. This is just the way. Talking the Gemara Kidetanya, like we learned in a Braisa. V'chila mikaper es ha-koidesh. Where is that pasuk? That pasuk, v'chila, is in the avodas yom kippurim. When you finished, you finished. I mean, when you finished, you finished. I don't need a pasuk to tell you you finished. So the Gemara, we have to darshan it. V'chila mikaper im kiper kila v'im loy kiper loy kila de Rebbe Akiva. Amal Rabbi Yehuda mipnei ma loy noimar im kila. What does it say? V'chila kiper v'im loy kila. Loi kippur shim chiz achas min amatonos loi osa veloi klum. Yeah. Rashi said, Rashi not here in other places. This is Reb Yehuda l'shitosai. Let's just understand. Reb Yehuda says the whole chukah is only what's in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Out of the Kodesh HaKodashim, there's no din. So if you were missing one zrika, like Reb Yehuda in the Heichal, it might have been good. V'amrinon mai beinayu between Reb Akiva and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Moshul Charoma Mashmoyes Dorshim, Ike beinayu. And one learns V'charoma Shirayim Ma'akvi, Ike beinayu. With Shirayim beinayu, what you put it down? Reb Akiva holds Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akiv. So even if you don't do it at all, in kiper, as long as he did it and he didn't do that way, But if Yehuda holds Shvichei Shiraim, is Ma'ake. So therefore, if the Shvichei Shiraim is Ma'ake, so therefore, Zog Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kedevayimer, Shiraim Ma'akvi. So it doesn't work out, Lishitasai. If you're going to tell me that the reason Rabbi Yehuda said you don't pick on the Shiraim is because Shiraim is not Ma'akiv, it's because Shiraim is Ma'akiv. So therefore, in contrast, you'd have to learn that Reb Nechemya holds Shiraim is not Ma'ak. And therefore, he holds where Memayit the Shiraim. So therefore, even though this whole Gemara, we're going to have to see a little bit in Tezvis, if something is not Ma'akiv, but it would still have the power if you did it in the wrong order, it would not be good for the thing that was after it. That means even something, the Gemara has to say, according to Reb Nechemya, it is a miyut. If I would have asked it minei uvei, the Gemara is only asking it as a contradiction in Reb Nechemya. But I would have said it's in the Svara itself. If Shiraim are not Ma'akiv, so then say if you did it in the wrong order, so it's less of a like klum. How would it impact the thing that's after it? You know what I'm saying? What would it be that in that Shiraim would be Ma, if it's Shiraim or not Ma'akvi, but you still need a limud that if it would be in the wrong order, what? So you wouldn't be Yitzir Aloy Ma'akvi? And you have to understand the Gemara. If not, so it wouldn't be that way. Okay, I have to leave a few minutes early today.